We are constantly going through process. A lot of times we don't realize we are.
Mm-hmm.
We just think that it's a season or whatever. And it is. There's mm-hmm. seasons of our life. But I think when our eyes are open that this is a process and mm-hmm. that it's necessary for our growth, the struggle in our situation almost becomes more bearable mm-hmm. when we realize that it's process and it's okay. So it's been, like you said, on my heart, in my head, and I've truly just become a student of it, of just researching and reading and listening to podcasts and just understanding how to process well.
And it's almost ironic because it's almost like the process of learning the process is an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
Where it's kind of, and I can't say a vicious cycle, but it's an encouraging cycle. So was there one thing in particular that started you on this? Was it something with work? Was it something with your own faith? Was it life that just made you start realizing, hey, you know what? There's got to be a little more to this.
Yeah, I think you could say everything.
Mm.
There's not one instance, I think, that caused it all. But when life's in your face,
mm-hmm.
and situations become real, you know, I think that's when process gets a little more tangible for people. And so this past year has been a year of process for me, big time, in my faith, in mm-hmm. my work, in my marriage, in my raising of my daughter. There's so much to learn and so much to go through. And so I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. So where would you like to begin? I mean, did you start reading something? Did you hear something? Did it strike a chord with you that made you go, I want to start digging into this? Just because, to set this up, I'll use myself for an example. I'm a type A, super ambitious type of personality where it's almost kind of like if you don't see immediate results, mm-hmm. a personality like me feels, well, I failed then.
Right. Right. I think a lot of times, too, in our culture, in our generations, we are a microwave society. We do not want to wait. We want it quick. We want it on our schedule. We want to watch the countdown happen, and we want it hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not process. And I think that, for me, was a big wake-up call of realizing that some things are meant to be in a crock pot.
Mm.
Some things are meant to take time. Some things are meant to marinate. Some things are meant to really soak. And so I read a book recently called Rooted by Banning Leapshire. And in the book, it is so incredible. If you are looking for a good read, please go get that book.
And what's it called?
Rooted by Banning Leapshire.
Banning, B-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name?
Leapshire. It's Leibschr.
Never would have guessed that.
I know, right?
Okay, so if you folks are listening and you like what you hear, Roots by Banning.
Rooted.
Rooted, not yes. Roots. That's an old movie. Rooted. There we go.
You got it. So in the book, he talks about a dream that was kind of put on his heart, something that he wanted to do, a goal, a promise that he really was just chasing after. And it was around his 20s, 20-something. And he actually didn't see that dream and that promise come into place until he was in his 40s.
Mm.
And I know it's super encouraging, right?
Like, right.
Let's end the show now because everybody's so encouraged. But it is kind of a wake-up call. And when I first heard it, I was like, dang it. Like, I'm 27 and I'm, you know, aiming for this and I want to do this and I want to see this in my life. And, you know, I don't want to wait that long.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book, he talks about, you know, the redwoods in California. Have you ever seen those on pictures?
In pictures and movies and things like that.
Yeah. So these massive trees in California that you can literally drive through. I mean, they're just enormous.
Literally.
They have a road through them. It's amazing. But he talks about how, you know, how incredible they are above ground.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but the real miracle takes place beneath the ground. He said the root systems of these massive redwoods are miles and miles long. They take years and years and years to grow. And he talks about how going through process in a healthy way creates roots and root systems for us to grow healthy, to grow what we are made for. So something we brought up a minute ago is, you know, different personality types do this. And I think even just optimistic people do this. You just get excited about
wishful thinking.
Right, exactly. You get excited, you get ready, you get hopeful, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you set high expectations on your time frame for what you're going through, for whatever, it's awesome to set those expectations, but don't let them don't let them rule you, and don't let them be what make or break your focus or make or break the process that you're going through. I think that's so important, you know, especially in the culture we live in now, is we tend to think if it fails, then okay, then I need to stop this. I need to move on and do something else. And that doesn't mean that it's over. It just means that, you know, this is it's a process. It takes time. And just like we talked about before too, is the root system. I don't want to grow anything bigger than I can hold up. I don't want to have anything put on me that will crush me.
Sure.
And so I want my roots to grow. And if it takes time, and if it takes energy, and if it's a little dirty, and if it's a little crazy, and if it's a little bit of a struggle, and it's a little painful, so be it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be crushed by the promise when it finally does come. And so that foundation, that root system, is absolutely vital.
So it's a matter of preparation.
Yeah.
You know, I think, again, I can only talk to an ambitious personality because that's what I am.
Right.
In the sense of, I think when we're younger, we see the brass ring, we see the big boy chair, we see all of that, and we see people who've achieved it. And I think sometimes, and tell me if you agree or not, we deceive ourselves at that moment to go, I can do that.
Absolutely.
And maybe at some point we can. But the truth of the matter is, at that point, we simply cannot. We do not have the capacity for it.
Exactly.
Where we have education, we have training, we have knowledge at our fingertips, but there's something that I think we can never replace, and that's time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just time to grow.
Experience. Yeah, I think something too is we take for granted that, especially right now, I think for character to grow. When you go through struggle, when you go through pain, when you go through something difficult and you come out the other side, there's something that grows in you. It's character. You start to learn more about yourself. You know, as the older I've gotten, you know, when I was 15, I thought I knew me pretty well.
Right.
You know, when I was 20, I thought I knew me pretty well. Now that I'm 27, I'm discovering things every year that it come up from me and in my deep self, you know, realizing, man, I didn't know that was in me. You know, I didn't know I struggled with that. I didn't know that, or I didn't know I could do that. You know, there's so many different things that we're learning. And so, truly giving yourself time, truly giving yourself room and grace to grow is important.
Do you think we avoid the process, Abby, because 9 times out of 10 or 99.9% of time, there's some pain involved?
Oh man, absolutely. And that's human nature, right? We avoid it because it hurts. Don't go through that.
Yeah, it's like someone says, no pain, no gain. I say, fine, I won't go to the gym. That sucks. I don't want to be in pain.
No pain, no pain.
Yeah, no, that's what Judah says. No pain, no pain.
I know. I love it. But it is true. I think people run, you know, people try to take shortcuts, like you said earlier, when something looks like it's going to be painful. It looks like it's going to be sticky or messy. And I think there are times and moments in our process and in learning that we have to kind of embrace the pain. We kind of have to embrace the struggle, embrace the hard. And as you do, picture roots growing deep, picture them spreading out an extra foot to prepare you for what's coming.
Sure.
Don't stay there too long, obviously, but that's the reality, is that you are growing, you are maturing, you are building character.
Do you think, I know for myself, when I went through just an ordeal about 4.5 years ago,
right.
I think that when we go through something, our initial reaction, or at least mine, is, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine. Oh, like, yeah. It ain't no thing. It ain't no big deal. And I've always said this on the show. I've said this in life. The greatest deception is self-deception.
Absolutely.
You know, to the point where, kind of like you mentioned, you know, at 15, you thought you knew something. Yeah. At 20, you thought you knew something. And then 7 years later, you're like, I didn't know nothing.
Exactly.
I didn't know jack.
Exactly.
And even at my age where I am in life, I think I've come to find that the older I am, the less I know. And here's the twist. I've never been happier about it.
People that struggle with anxiety or anything like this, this isn't the main cause. But when we are self-focused, when we do have, you know, that inward, I guess, mindset, it kind of creates a breeding ground for different things. And there's just so much that can enter into fear too. When fear grips you and takes a hold of you and you don't feel like you have control, man, that's a battle in itself.
Oh my God, you're preaching right now. I mean, because that's a struggle that I deal with right mm-hmm. there, because I got to believe that I'm not the only one who's hearing this or will listen to this that says, it's my process to bear. I will do this alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is such a lie.
It is. It totally know? Is.
And we're not designed to be alone. Mm-mm. We're not designed to do life alone. I love a quote I just heard the other day too. It's talking about unity, mm-hmm. and unity is relationship that costs you something. Mm. It costs you some pride. It costs you some selfishness.
Sure.
When you have relationship and you build a relationship with someone, you have to sacrifice something.
Sure you do.
And some people don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Some people do not want to sacrifice for others. And I'm one of those people. I like my own comfort. Mm-hmm. You know, I like my own happiness. And, but in relationship, that's not even feasible.
That's not reality.
It's not.
Well, and kind of the Lone Ranger syndrome,
right.
of kind of like, it's my burden to bear. I messed up. Therefore, I need to do this alone. But the truth of the matter is, as a recovering Lone Ranger, if I can put it that way, is at some point, we got to trust someone.
Exactly.
Despite the hurt.
Exactly.
Despite the past. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lonely way to live.
Absolutely.
It's a lonely way to live to go, well, I'm going to do it because I'm going to prove to you that I can mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. And as someone who lived that life, who is trying his absolute best to get out of that life, mm-hmm. You start resenting people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Even unintentionally.
Uh-huh. And that's what you touched on earlier about, you know, I'm fine.
Yep.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It's that kind of mask. And for a while, you start to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And you suppress things and things go deep. And I don't mean to go crazy deep on anybody, but that's stuff that's unresolved pain. Mm-hmm. And unresolved pain grows things in you.
Sure.
And if you could just consider your heart a garden and soil, you have to go and check it every now and then to see, did anything grow during that season of my life? Did a weed come up that is choking out something else that
sure.
could happen? Am I stiff arming people for this reason? And asking yourself, like what you said earlier on your show, what's my motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Asking yourself, truly stopping it and examining your life and the way you relate to people, asking yourself, checking your heart, why do I do what I do?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I react this way when someone says this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is my first impression of this person's success this?
That's a great point.
It's examining your heart and really looking at, okay, what are my roots? What are some problems that I'm going through?
And that's not fun. No. Because we're quick to examine other people's roots.
Oh, yeah. And we're good at spotting them.
Oh, we're great at it. Where I've noticed this even in business and in life.